Part 1. The Rediscovery of Trauma. Chapter 1. Lessons from Vietnam Veterans. I became what I am today at the age of 12, on a frigid, overcast day in the winter of 1975. That was a long time ago, but it's wrong what they say about the past. Looking back now, I realize I have been peeking into that deserted alley for the last 26 years. Khalid Hosseini, from the book The Kite Runner. Some people's lives seem to flow in a narrative. Mine had many stops and starts. That's what trauma does. It interrupts the plot. It just happens, and then life goes on. No one prepares you for it. Jessica Stern, from the book Denial, A Memoir of Terror. The Tuesday after the 4th of July weekend, 1978, was my first day as a staff psychiatrist at the Boston Veterans Administration Clinic. As I was hanging a reproduction of my favorite Bruegel painting, The Blind Leading the Blind, on the wall of my new office, I heard a commotion in the reception area down the hall. A moment later, a large, disheveled man in a stained three-piece suit, carrying a copy of Soldier of Fortune magazine under his arm, burst through my door. He was so agitated and so clearly hungover that I wondered how I could possibly help this hulking man. I asked him to take a seat and tell me what I could do for him. His name was Tom. 10 years earlier, he had been in the Marines, doing his service in Vietnam. He had spent the holiday weekend holed up in his downtown Boston law office, drinking and looking at old photographs, rather than with his family. He knew from previous years' experience that the noise, the fireworks, the heat, and the picnic in his sister's backyard, against the backdrop of dense early summer foliage, all of which reminded him of Vietnam, would drive him crazy. When he got upset, he was afraid to be around his family because he behaved like a monster with his wife and 2 young boys. The noise of his kids made him so agitated that he would storm out of the house to keep himself from hurting them. Only drinking himself into oblivion or riding his Harley Davidson at dangerously high speeds helped him to calm down. Nighttime offered no relief. His sleep was constantly interrupted by nightmares about an ambush in a rice paddy back in Nam, in which all the members of his platoon were killed or wounded. He also had terrifying flashbacks in which he saw dead Vietnamese children. The nightmares were so horrible that he dreaded falling asleep and often stayed up for most of the night drinking. In the morning, his wife would find him passed out on the living room couch, and she and the boys had to tiptoe around him while she made them breakfast before taking them to school. Filling me in on his background, Tom said he had graduated from high school in 1965, the valedictorian of his class. In line with his family tradition of military service, he enlisted in the Marine Corps immediately after graduation. His father had served in World War II in General Patton's army, and Tom had never questioned his father's expectations. Athletic, intelligent, and an obvious leader, Tom felt powerful and effective after finishing basic training, a member of a team that was prepared for just about anything. In Vietnam, he quickly became a platoon leader, in charge of 8 other Marines. Surviving slogging through the mud while being strafed by machine gun fire can leave people feeling pretty good about themselves and their comrades.